The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Did you do your own vows? When you got married? I don't think so. Did you? Did you write your own?
No.
Steve, you didn't either.
No.
Right? Kelly, you are, correct?
Yes. Ross and I are both writing our own.
Okay.
Yeah. The only thing we did augment them a little bit. Like, we took out the line about obeying.
Which makes sense. I think
That's pretty archaic.
A lot of them having that in there anymore. It's pretty rare when they do. Kelly, have you started writing yours?
I have an idea of where the direction I'm going to go. Like, I have that initial intro to it.
Yeah. You think Ross has started his?
He's talked with his friend about it. Actually, that's how I saw this video that we're about to play with this guy doing these wedding vows, because his friend reached out and said, you cannot do this. You cannot do this. And it's his best friend, who I assume if he writes his vows and wants to share them with anybody, he would share them with him first.
Yeah.
But they've obviously been talking about it, because he sent me this article and was like, hey, listen to this. My buddy says I'm not allowed to say anything like this. And we were kind of laughing about it because it is gross.
Yeah.
And I would be pissed.
I'm curious how many people think that the bride should have walked off the altar. In the vows. Now, Kayla and I wrote our own vows. I shared mine with one person, and she was writing hers like in the wedding dress, like putting finishing touches on it. She had done a lot of it, but she was putting finishing touches. And then hers were very heartfelt, but also she got big laughs, way better than anything I got. And I found out that she workshopped bits in the basement because we got married at home. She workshop bits in the basement before.
To who?
Other people who happen to be down there, like just walking by. Hey, how's it going? Everything ready? It was a very casual affair. I'm like, yeah. She's like, I knew that one line was going to kill because everybody liked it in the basement. I go, what? You were running lines?
Uh-huh.
Workshopping bits? Are you serious? She's like, yeah, it worked. Mine was funnier than yours.
Mm-hmm.
It was. All right. So this guy. His bride laughs, but is it the kind of laugh like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening on the wedding day? Or is this who she's marrying? Either way, I think it's a gigantic mistake to go through with it. Okay. Here it is.
Only two things are required to keep me happy. Keep my belly full and my balls empty. So you're amazing at half of it. We really need to get you some cooking lessons. Even when my belly isn't full, there is no one I could ever love more in this lifetime, unless I actually get a chance to meet Margot Robbie. Since the beginning, I was always told, life gets even better when the kids fall asleep and you tell me to come to the bedroom. Nothing's better than the sound of gagging and headboard slamming.
Michael.
P.S., since you're so good at making decisions like marrying me, you can choose whether tonight's going to end with being a toaster strudel or a Twinkie.
All right. Being that I am his mom, I will deal with him later. He is grounded, by all means.
The person who said Michael during the middle of it is his mom, who was the officiant.
Yeah, you can only say that.
Wow.
You can only say the name Michael.
Michael.
Like that if you're a mom. That's how my mom says it to my brother.
I would be mortified.
It did remind me of that. Michael.
I'm sure everybody there was mortified.
The bride's laughing, though. So in the video that you see, she's cracking up and she's got like wild, crazy colors in her hair. I think it's like purple and pink. So maybe this is like funny to her. And I know we make sex jokes on the show all the time, but there's a way to do it where like, you can still make jokes, but it's more of an inside joke. You know, you don't just say,
yes,
like, I'm going to make you a toaster strudel later.
Just blatantly saying, I'm going to do this to you tonight.
Yeah.
Well, and,
well, I mean, just the opening line about a full belly and empty.
Yeah.
I would like, I would have been pretty bummed even if, like, if Kayla got good laughs and then it just never really mentioned me other than being a vehicle for rocks to get off.
Yeah.
I would have been like, well, that, you know, I don't mean to be oversensitive, but I was hoping you'd say something nice about me in there.
Yeah. Like how, you know, we laugh together or something other than just feed me and have sex with me.
Yeah. You've objectified me a little bit here. Don't love that. I don't know. It's just bad taste in my opinion. Again, there are times where like, maybe y'all could have done that at like a duo bachelor bachelorette party kind of thing where you could have said something funny, but at your wedding.
Yeah. That's rehearsal dinner talk.
Yeah. Like, oh man,
I mean, it would have been more appropriate there, but still not.
But still. Yeah. When you've got different family members and so, unless they're just literally classless from top to bottom, which maybe they are, but doesn't sound like it. Mom is.
People were like, oh my God, turn it off. I can't take it. That was cringy. This text from Maine. As a Michael, I found that embarrassing personally. That's brutal. All right. Let's say, I don't think Ross is capable of doing something so tone deaf and boneheaded.
Mm-mm.
As that.
No.
But if he did, can you even put yourself in that position, Kelly?
I can put myself in that position and my reaction would be like, are you kidding? I wouldn't. Maybe I would nervously laugh because there are so many other people around that I wouldn't want them to see me angry. Mm-hmm. But yeah. I don't know that I'd be able to hold it back. It'd be like, okay, joke's over. Like, mm-hmm. I'm glad this is funny to you. It would ruin it for me because I want that moment to be romantic and I want the people who are around to feel good about what they're hearing and not cringe. You know, it's different if they don't get the inside joke. But when you've just sexualized your partner multiple times. Like, I don't know.
And not in a way that's like saying you are so hot and I can't believe
that
I'm lucky enough to you could have said that in a way that wasn't.
Yeah.
That felt a little dehumanizing.
It's just gross. It's not so awkward.
Yeah, I don't. Oh, man. I would hope my reaction would be one where people are like, oh, she reacted perfectly to that. But I think I might be a little upset.
It'd be hard not to wear your anger and frustration on your face.
Yeah.
Or in your tone or what. And imagine, I don't know what order they go in. I think the groom normally goes first on, it doesn't, not that there's some system, but
I
think we looked it up when we did ours because we were talking about it. We're like, who goes first? And so we looked it up and it said the groom normally goes first. Went, all right, guess I'll go first.
Okay.
But imagine having to do yours after that. Like if somebody did one that disrespectful and then you've got, hopefully she's on the same page and she was about to talk about his shriveled raisin crank or whatever, but probably not. No, Maitland, did you see hers?
Yeah. The person who posted, I think it was their videographer that posted the TikTok. And so on the videographer's page, he shared the full clip of the groom's vows, which there's more to it than what we just listened to, but
does
not
he make
really.
It better?
No,
it's not like, but seriously,
right.
It's not that?
No, like that is woven into every single moment of the vows.
Wow.
And then her vows, she's crying. She's doing the whole like, Jason, if you would have told me 5 years ago, and like is crying and loves her so much. And yeah, they're very heartfelt.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't think
I could do it after that.
No,
I think I would have been
decision maker.
A sarcastic prick after that.
I think maybe one joke I would think, okay, I didn't love that. But if the vows continued and became more romantic, I could look past it. I wouldn't like it. It was not in my taste, whatever. But if it were multiple jokes that were constantly tied in throughout the vows, at some point, I think I would look at Ross and say, hey, babe, you need to stop. like wrap it up.
Especially when they're delivered by such a monotone, lispy loser.
Yeah.
It's a, this is a weird thing, but when I heard, you know how people always say, well, you don't look like what I thought you'd look like. I imagined that person being quite a bit different than he was. But I thought someone who, very pale everywhere, probably hadn't, ever been around any people before.
A little doughy.
Yeah.
Little
real
stupid.
Doughy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Real doughy.
I want you to feed my belly.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.